I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, 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 hello. Happy Friday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, we begin with the fallout from the Premier League action, starting, obviously, at Old Trafford, where Manchester United hammered, smashed Arsenal to pieces. This was the reaction on TalkSport.
Cristiano Ronaldo stepped up and just laced one right down the middle of the goal to give all 3 points deserved in the end to Manchester United, where the game has finished. Manchester United 3, Arsenal 2.
Yeah, it means everything. It was an old-school classic, really, wasn't it? And I had a feeling as the day went on, there was something kind of bubbling in the air. And I spoke to the players before the game about playing with emotion and creating the atmosphere in the stadium. And that's what football's all about, the entertainment and playing for this club and creating that in this stadium. And we've seen it many times before, and the boys done it all over again tonight. It was pretty much the perfect night, as it goes for me. But actually, it was a perfect night for the players. I thought they fully deserved the game.
Ronaldo scored his 800th career goal in the victory, with two on the night, including the winning penalty.
When Ronaldo's in your side, he's ruthless. He'll score goals and he'll punish you. But all this talk of not having Ronaldo with Rangnick coming in, it's not going to quite work. Load of nonsense.
You find a way.
Breaking news on TalkSport.
Michael Carrick has left the club. He's decided to step down as first team coach.
God, that didn't
and
take
leave
long, did
the
it?
Club following the conclusion of tonight's game.
In terms of my gut feeling and how happy I am and content right now, if it wasn't hard, it's 15 and a half years I've been here. And literally, when you're here as a player or coach, it takes over your life. I'm looking forward to it now. I'm ready for it. I give everything I could right till the end tonight, and it was a nice way to finish.
Arsenal have the ball in the back of the net. David De Gea goes to ground, and I'm not actually sure what happens. I think somebody stands on his foot, and it's his own player, Fred. So I think if this goes to VAR, I think this goal might stand.
I think it's embarrassing. He's had his foot trodden on and he's laying down in the goal. 3 minutes later, he's up.
It hurts, though. It hurts that.
It hurts just as much lying down as it does standing up. It doesn't hurt any less lying down. It doesn't, does it?
He thinks it's an Arsenal player.
Mate,
so he's looking for the foul.
I am not having that.
The referee kills them, though, because the referee doesn't blow his whistle.
De Gea kills them. De Gea is lying on his goal line with his back to play. If he hobbles
up... I know, but if the referee sees that, I don't think the referee sees it until Smith Rowe hits the strike and it goes in.
So what's the referee going to see?
The goalie's on the floor. He's hurt. You have to stop the game.
Get yourself on your feet. You're a footballer.
I want to think that we deserve more, but the reality is that when you score 3 goals at Old Trafford, very, very unlikely to get any results. I have to praise the player for the attitude, the behaviour that they had, the quality and dominance that we showed with the young team that we are and personality that we showed to play the way we did, as well we have to learn that it's not enough to win the game.
I've been Arteta out for a little while, and I think tonight is one of them prime examples. Smith Rowe's on the pitch, Odegaard's on the pitch, and he brings them off Nketiah and Lacazette, and it's just little things, I think, that go under the radar with Arteta. I like him, but I think he gets it wrong too often with team selection and decisions like that.
I think Arsenal will be disappointed in that. You know, apart from the Liverpool result, they've been flying. But again, they've shown that they can't beat the big teams, and that just shows their inexperience. Aubameyang, watching him again tonight, the amount of chances that he's not scoring, he's not creating, he's not doing enough for the team. You know, the team's being carried by these young players, but he's meant to be your captain, meant to be one of the big boys stepping up.
No disappointment, because it was expected. As Arsenal fan, I didn't expect us to win. I don't expect us to be contesting for top four. I can tell you right now, you can have me at the end of the season, we'll finish eighth. So the reason for that is we finished eighth last season, eighth before that. As long as we have Mikel Arteta, we're not going to go above eighth. And we don't finish eighth because he's our manager. We finish eighth because we're Arsenal. We've got a good enough squad.
Now, Ralf Rangnick will take charge of Manchester United for the first time at home to Crystal Palace on Sunday after being granted a work permit. Rangnick watched from the stands for the Arsenal match. Former treble winner Teddy Sheringham said replacing Michael Carrick with Rangnick is absurd.
Well, the whole scenario after putting Michael Carrick in charge for interim manager to get another interim manager in for the next 6 months is just absurd for me, for a club like United, with a view to if he does well, he might even get the job. I mean, surely they know who they want to be their next manager. I find it very, very strange what's going on up there at the moment. You'd like to think they already know who they want for the end of the season, waiting for the right man. But when there's talk that he might get the job as well, it just leaves you with a little bit of indecision all over the place, doesn't it?
In the evening's other game, Antonio Conte's Spurs side beat Brentford. This was how it sounded on TalkSport.
Spurs 2, Brentford 0, day 3 of Antonio Conte opening his advent calendar, and he gets 3 points, 2 goals and a clean sheet and a partridge in a pear tree.
During the game, you can see the positive situation and the negative situation. I'm used to record the training session, and also the games are very important because you can learn a lot and you can improve the knowledges about what I want.
No doubt about that. This is a world-class team that now got a world-class manager, and you can see how you know he's already put his footprint on it. So we knew it would be difficult today, but I would like to see what happened if they didn't get the Seppi score.
Now, Liverpool increased the pressure on former manager Rafa Benitez as they cruised to a derby win over Everton at Goodison Park. However, the Toffees owner, Fahid Mashiri, has thrown his weight behind their manager and promised a transfer budget in an exclusive statement on TalkSport. Cue Jim White. Fantastic.
This was my message to Farhad. Can you text me a message to the fans? Farhad, do you still back Rafa this morning? And Farhad Mashiri has replied, yes, football is about crisis one day and glory the following day. Rafa is a good manager and underperformance is largely due to the injuries. Next 2 weeks, we will get to a full squad. In the meantime, results will improve. Rafa needs time to have his mark on the squad. He will be supported to add depth to the squad. Managers need time. I have no doubt that we will have a strong second half to the season.
Yep.
End.
And despite calls from some sections of fans for Rafa to go, Simon Moni Jordan doesn't believe Everton should sack Benitez.
There does need to be a change up in certain departments of that football club. But when the board gets a barracking, the manager's already in last chance saloon.
It's kicking off out now, Jamie, with the supporters around the director's box screaming at Bill Kenwright, who's just come up the stairs in front of us.
And you can see it in the manager's eyes, right, that actually he's coming under the cosh. He's beginning to fold like a cheap deck chair. Benitez isn't saying that. Benitez doesn't look like that. And yeah. Benitez has only been there for 5 minutes. Now, whether a section of the Everton fans go, not having him, simply not having him because he was Liverpool associated, that was always going to be a narrative that came up at some point if Benitez lost a few games. Sensible thinking must be give Benitez some time, give him a bit of resource. Hopefully he doesn't do what he normally does, which is run around back-channeling the owner. Give him some support and let him build a side because he's capable of it.
Time is on my side. Yes, it is.
And it's a fact.
The fact is that what I see very often is clubs come into money and the recruitment is not good enough. A lot of players that they've brought in, big wages, but don't have the quality, the character, don't have the club's interests at heart, and aren't prepared to roll their sleeves up. And I've heard a lot of Everton fans coming on TalkSport over the last 24 hours expressing their anger, and they're right to do that, because for the money that they have spent, the squad should be better. The first team should be better.
It's been a couple hits. You'd say, listen, Decore's been a really good signing. But other than Damari Gray on a free, on 1.8, Andros Townsend, good signings. But when you look at the club in terms of the amount of money they've spent, the club should be a lot further on. That they should be, every season, top six. Minimum, just get to top six. With the money that they've spent, but the recruitment has been terrible.
Now, Burnley manager Sean Dyche Dyche has been speaking ahead of their crucial Premier League clash against Newcastle exclusively over on TalkSport 2 on game day. Dyche spoke about how much he enjoys the festive season and that opposition manager Eddie Howe will still be learning about his new team.
Well, certainly, first things first, pleased to see Eddie back. A lot of respect for him. He knows how to text him and said, well done, you know, I hope it goes well, et cetera. Not against us, quite obviously, but himself and his staff. I think from what I saw the other night and possibly trying to add to the tempo of it, trying to get on the front foot a little bit more, Eddie likes to play more expansively, maybe a touch of that. But he'll still be finding, you know, the best route with what he's got. Finding the best mix of what your belief is and what you can do, and then what the belief is and what the players can do. And I think all managers go through that. But no, I'm sure he's well aware of the task that is to be at a club like Newcastle. I imagine it to be the demand there to be doing better than they are doing. Generally, it's a great time to be playing football. You know, I certainly encourage my players to be ready for it because I think the games do come thick and fast, but it's a great chance to put wins together, runs together, the feel of performances together. You know, I like my players to have that clear-mindedness of what it is and the fixtures are there. So, you know, they're there ready to play. So, well, we'll be ready without a doubt.
On to Alan Brazil with some life advice for people who want to slow down once they're 43 years of age.
It looks like it's time to pack it in. Now, where is this coming from? According to a survey in the Mail, 43, can you believe it? The age of 43 is the age when Britons want to slow down and have more time for themselves. A research finds the average adult has just 1 hour a day to relax. 43, get lost.
Well, times have changed a little bit. Have you said to that, my dad... 30 years ago, 43, you'd be slowing down. He's working even harder.
43, people are still saving up for a house in those days.
Yeah, absolutely. So our times have changed, eh? But if you can afford to slow down at 43, fantastic.
What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know, Al. You probably get hobbies, didn't you?
Like what?
What would you tell me? What would you do at 43?
You gotta keep working. You gotta have a game of golf. You gotta get down the pub.
A bit of sport, bit of exercise,
yeah,
maybe.
You're
looking at that more.
In.
When you get over 40, you gotta look a bit more exercise, haven't you? I reckon. Don't you think?
No. Mate, my body's broken.
Yeah, but you're going over a certain age. But if you was over 40, when you can still do it, which you could have done at 43, couldn't you? You could have been able to do something at 43, golf and...
No. I was finished at 27.
Yeah, but 43, you still could have done something. Like a game of golf.
Oh, yeah.
That sort of stuff. That's what they're more or less saying.
They're not. They're saying that's it, no more.
More time with your family, because your kids are getting that little bit older at 43,
some
I should imagine.
These days haven't got kids at 43.
I know. Times have changed big time, Al. I mean, kids staying with their mum and dad till their 30s now, don't they? I was out the door at 23.
But even when they move...
I was out the door, got my own house at 23.
Right, even when they move, you can't go to them. Even when
they've
they
made your house every time.
Oh, gee, honestly.
Dad, lend me some money, Dad.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. Of course, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. I'm back on TalkSport today on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show with Darren Bent at 4 o'clock. After my show over on TalkSport 2, I don't know why I'm shouting, maybe I'm excited to tell you it's the Scott Parker Derby as Fulham take on Bournemouth in the Championship. That's exclusive, don't you know? There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts?
Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.